UTA Radio.
UTA Radio.
Radio UTA.
UTA Radio.
Idaat UTA.com.
Last fall, the Department of Music announced the creation of two new record labels. Today, we're joined by executive producer Dan Cavanaugh to talk about the new labels. Dan, welcome to UTA Radio News.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
So how did the idea for a UTA record label come about?
Well, this is something that we had been throwing around for a while, and a colleague of mine, Rick Bogard, used to be the chair of the music department, asked me to work on that when I was director of the music industry studies area. So really started with kind of his desire to have that be a part of what we do at UT Arlington, and it fit really well into what we do in the music industry studies area. We have a really nice recording studio. We have two degrees, music business and in music media, that teach students about recording in the industry. So it really dovetailed really nicely in with that.
Okay. And why did the music department want two separate labels instead of just one?
Yeah, we're actually, it's not technically two separate labels. We're looking at it as kind of a sub-label. So we have our main label, UTA Records, is really focused on professionals doing art music, so jazz and classical music typically. And most of those artists on the label are in some way related to UTA at this point. But then we are, it became very clear as we worked with our students that it was also a good idea to have a student-centric label. So that is actually producing student bands right now and recording. So we're calling that UTA Records X.
Oh, UTA Records X, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. And you mentioned the music industry classes that we have here. I'm really interested in hearing about that and sort of like what exactly do you teach in those classes? Like what are the ideas that like students take away when they take those classes?
Sure, there's a whole range of classes we teach from digital music technology, which is really about software programs used in music, and then to a sequence of recording classes, audio recording. Like I said, we have a nice recording studio, and there's three of those, plus you can do independent study. Now, right now, you have to be a music major to do those courses, but that's kind of what we have. So they come up with those skills. We also have them do music business courses and other things like film scoring and lots of related areas.
Right. And so how do you connect that to the labels? Are the labels sort of part of like the student curriculum in a way?
Yeah, good question. Actually, yes. We added a class called Record Label and Studio Management to our curriculum. And so students actually sign up for the class. They help run the label as part of this class. One of my colleagues, Jamar Jones, is the professor for that class. And he's really well connected in the music industry, and so we're lucky to have him here. You know, he's worked with everyone from Kanye West to Boyz II Men and Patti LaBelle and the whole nine yards. So he's the teacher for that class, and our students work with him on running of the label.
Okay. And you mentioned that the label, the general label, will have music like from the music department, classical, jazz, and that sort of thing. What about UTA Records X? What kind of music do you think will be on that? I mean, a variety, right?
Yeah, we're probably looking at a variety. The students are really driving those artistic decisions, which I think is how it should be. And so it's going to be much more popular music focused, all aspects of that, right? And so I think as they hone in on, you know, we just started this, our first two CDs released at, you know, about a month ago. And so we are just in the beginning stages. So as they hone in on what the artistic direction is for the UTA Records X, you'll see more of that.
Yeah. Oh, so you already have two releases. Can you tell me more about that?
We do have two releases on UTA Records. The first one is actually a recording of mine that I did with a vibraphone player, jazz recording called 20 Years. And those have, you know, a variety of tracks on there. We cover a Nine Inch Nails tune, actually, and did some jazz standards and some original tunes, so that was great. And then another colleague of ours, Dr. Cheyenne Cruz, is our clarinet professor, and she's in a really cool duo with a flute player, Hannah Leffler.
Oh, okay.
And they have a duo that involves classical music with electronics and looping. It's very cool. So that's called In the Loop, And both those records, CDs, I should say, are available from the music office. You can find them on iTunes and all that stuff too.
Very cool. So what if I were a student who were playing in a band and I wanted to be on the record label? How would I go about doing that?
Right now, we are not accepting unsolicited applications to be on the label. We don't have the capacity to do that. That is something the students are talking about, is maybe managing a process to do that. Some ideas are maybe working with Battle of the Bands on campus, things like that, some of the student organizations. But right now, it's really our artistic team in the records label class reaching out to artists that they would like to record.
Yeah. Okay. And are there any releases coming out soon on the label that you've got in the works that you can tell us about?
We have a couple releases that we are talking about. One is the UT Arlington Jazz Orchestra, our top student big band, which I know a lot of you have seen. They play at the Levitt every year and do concerts on campus. Yeah. They just recorded this past weekend, actually, with a very famous bass player named Eddie Gomez, who was the bass player for the great Bill Evans. And another one of our faculty members, Stefan Carlson, who's our jazz artist in residence. And so they recorded with the jazz band. That will be coming out likely later this summer, before the fall, on the label. And then we're also working on some other faculty records, but those are a little further out. We're aiming for about 2 releases a year.
Okay. And is there anything else you would like to share about UTA Records?
No, I would say, the record label and management class, it is designed for music majors, but if there are folks who are interested in being a part of that, they don't have to be. We can give them permission to be in that class. So if they're interested, to please reach out to Professor Jamar Jones and let them know they're interested.
Okay. All right. Well, Dan Cavanaugh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
The preceding program is a production of UTARadio.com and the Department of Communication. Thank you for listening.